For one glorious moment, real-world politics was forgotten. Paso Lejitas, Mexico, and Lejitas, Texas were again united, not cut off from one another, as they've been in a post-9/11 world.
Something incredible.
With good wishes from law enforcement in both countries and advice that no laws would be broken if people met on and literally in the river, the Rio Grande was crowded after a separation of 11 years.
Yo pienso que no era motivo de que se nos cerrara este cruce.
That's Ramon Garcia, the county chief on the Mexican side. He says the notion that the U.S. is more secure in rural areas because the border is sealed is incorrect.
Estados Unidos, según cerró este cruce, porque tenía temor a que terroristas entraran por esta área.
The U.S. supposedly closed this informal crossing because it feared terrorists would come in through this area, Garcia says. But I don't believe terrorists would come through an area under constant surveillance and where there are so few people. Strangers stand out here, says Garcia.
Good morning, good morning.
The U.S. agrees at least partially. It's just opened a formal border crossing linking the once vibrant pueblo of Boquillas, Mexico with Big Bend National Park in Texas. It's a signal the U.S. no longer believes the threat is worthy of maintaining a sealed border here.
We love playing for our neighbors, let me tell you something.
That's Jeff Hazlip of Terlingua, Texas, right before he serenaded Mexicans looking into the U.S. from feet away. He lobbied politicians and law enforcement in two countries to make sure the day did not become an international incident. Steps below where Hazlip spoke, people wandered into the river in jeans and boots. I met Alejandro Luján from Paso Lejitas. He waded in from Mexico to the midpoint in the river. So geographically, my microphone is in the United States, and Luján is in Mexico.
We don't want nothing else to happen. We don't want terrorists to pass. We don't, I mean, obviously, you know, the United States is our neighboring country. We don't want nothing to happen, you know, attack us or attack them. You know, we just want to see our family, you know. That's what we need to see. I mean, our number one priority is our family. Always, always.
People here, where voices from one side echo on the other, well, they accept the way the sun set on a different world after September 11th, 2001. But listen to the bilingual narrative of Isabel Rodriguez. She saw her brother and sister, who live legally in Texas, for the first time in a decade.
Están separando familia. I know. Separate the family.
Separating the family.
Uh-huh. And right now it's happy for the see my brother and my sister.
Por la primera vez, for the first time in 10 años, in 10 years.
Uh-huh. Yes. I happy, happy. Bien feliz.
Muy feo, pues estamos solos para acá y no convivimos.
Isabel's sister Rita says the last 10 years have been ugly. The population of Paso Lejitas has dwindled to a handful of people. What unfolded here does not imply an imminent relaxing of border restrictions, but it does signal an awareness that rural Texas is not like San Diego, Tijuana, or El Paso, Juarez, and that for a few hours, in the middle of this part of the river, there's little risk if friends and family get together. For Fronteras, I'm Lorne Madelon.